This is Alex Fiallo interviewing Lyle Ashton Harris for the Smithsonian Archives of American Arts, Visual Arts and the AIDS Epidemic Oral History Project on March 27th, 2017 at Lyle's Artist Studio in Chelsea, New York. Lyle, thank you for this project.
Welcome.
So let's start at the beginning. When and where were you born? And tell me a little bit about your childhood.
Oh, okay. I was born in the Bronx in 1965, and February 6, 1965, and what else?
Tell me a little bit about your childhood.
Okay, my childhood. Okay, so basically, I was. My parents were still together when I was born. I think my father, my parents separated, I believe, in 71, 72. That would have made me seven, but clearly there was some, like I have very little memories of, let's say, the time with him as a child, but I would say that I had a happy childhood. I was spent a lot of time with my my grandparents. My mother was a chemistry professor, and she spent a lot of time with my grandparents as well as family gatherings. From a young age, I guess I had a certain sense that I might have been queer or different, or just different. I guess up until I was nine. I lived in the Bronx, and we had I think it was probably a normal childhood. I have one brother, Brother Thomas, filmmaker, and he's 2.5 years older than I am. I was somewhat quiet, but I was also, I had a lot of friends. I definitely had friends. I was close to my grandparents, and what else? When I was nine, I moved with my mother and my brother to Tanzania after my parents were divorced, and I lived there for a couple of years.
Tell me a little bit more about your grandparents and their histories in New York.
My grandfather is from Albany. His father was, was the personal messenger to the governor of New York, and he, was from Albany, and my grandfather was the eldest of, let's say, five siblings. And his father was a sergeant, and so it was basically a working middle class, family, religious, very spiritual, AME, African Methodist Episcopal, very family orientated, progressive educators. And my grandfather was a really brilliant man who, as a child, he always told us the story of walking 10 miles to go to school. And he, his mother did not work. His mother, well, basically, she took care of the family. And so they live in Albany, New York.
Maternal or paternal?
This is my maternal. Grandfather. My maternal grandmother is from was from Charleston, South Carolina, and she came up to New York because her brother had older brother had come up a few years before, and he had fell down the elevator shaft, so she came up to help him.